This is a CBC podcast. If you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, make sure to download the CBC Radio app. It makes it easy to access CBC's live radio streams and on-demand shows. Find it at the App Store today.
There is a second celebration here at Lancer Meadows today as well. Current and former employees of the National Historic Site are here for a reunion. And two of the people who are here to celebrate working at the Lancer Meadows site are with me now, Bernice Smith and Nikolai Eckhoff as well, who actually came here with the Ingstads, I understand, on that historic trip in 1960. So I want to ask you about that in just a moment. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Bernice.
Good morning.
First of all, to you, Bernice Smith, I understand this was something that you thought was a very good idea, to get all the former and current employees together, people who had worked at the site.
Yes, I guess it was. I was speaking with Trudy back in the winter, and we were talking about the celebrations, and this idea came up, like it would be nice to try and get the invitation out there and to bring as many people back as we could. I think there's a few people going to be here this evening.
Why did you think it would be something that people would want to come back for? This must have been a very special place to work at.
It was a special place. The people that work together go back, and most of us still keep in contact. I have a friend visited me last night, our first visit back in 28 years, and her and I were tour guides at the park 28 years ago.
What did you do here?
I started out as a tour guide for two summers, and then I went into administration in the office. I was the first clerk that set up the office here at Parks Canada.
What was it like back then? And just give us a sense of the excitement that must have surrounded the fact that this had been declared a National Historic Site.
Well, when I started as a tour guide, I was working out of a little shed up around the ruins, and it was first when Parks Canada came on the scene, and then there was all the different things that happened, you know, like UNESCO and the unveiling of various plaques and what have you. So it was very exciting. All my life it was exciting here, because from the time I was about 2 years old, the Ingstads were coming and people like Nikolai were arriving every summer. So it was always an exciting place, and we've just met so many interesting people.
When you were working out of that shed up there on the site, could you have ever imagined it would have become what it is today?
No, I don't think so. At 17 or 18 years old, I guess, you know, you were just thinking for that particular day. But no, I don't think I really thought it would be what it is, and it's just amazing where it's come, how far and how much Parks Canada has done for this site.
Now, to you, Nikolai Eckhoff, how did you come to be here with the Ingstads?
Well, it's a long story, but I met Ingstad playing chess during the during Easter holidays. And he was looking for people coming to Lancer Meadows, and written also a history exercise about the Vikings. And he had problems getting people working here because the local people had to fish. So he said, why don't you come with me? And I said, yes. And that was in 1963. So I spent 4 years here.
What was your background?
I was right out of high school.
So you had no expertise in this particular area of archaeological digs?
Correct. Yeah.
What did you do with the Ingstads?
Well, I did was doing the digging. Later, I studied engineering and graduated to UT, and I did the surveying and taking films and photographs, documenting the artifacts.
What was it like to be part of this?
Well, what surprised me most was the isolation coming here. It took a week getting here. I mean, propeller plane across the Atlantic, Goose Bay, and then down to Gander, when we had to wait for a week, and Catalina plane to St. Anthony. We couldn't land in St. Anthony until the ice had left the harbor, and then the coastal boat to Carpoon, and then fishing boats over here. What was the most exciting was the things we brought with us. They had never seen transistor radios here, never seen nylon fish net and aerosol spray, and it was just, and the kids were coming, just, whoa!
And did you realize the potential historical significance at that time?
Well, no. Well, yes and no, because in it's very local, because in Scandinavia, always known that the Norsemen went further on. So I realized it would be a fairly large thing in Norway, but over here, I don't think there's anything. Yeah.
Thank you to you both for coming by. Enjoy the reunion today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.